The Sporting Edge on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip
FM. First of all, just preparing for a All-Ireland final like this, you've prepared for Minhurling and handball. What, is there any differences at all in kind of preparing for a big game like that?
Well, Paul, I suppose it's similar in many ways. A big game, probably less media attention and publicity in the handball side of things.
Mm.
So maybe mentally a bit less of a strain there, but definitely you want to perform to your best. So preparation is key, and we'll be training hard now tonight, and we'll be looking after the nutrition then ahead of Sunday and making sure of the sleep and things like that.
Probably lots you probably maybe learned from even being in with, you know, elite tip teams down through the years and things like that, that side of things you probably maybe are ahead of some other players just from being in that kind of elite kind of setup.
Well, yeah, I definitely agree. Yeah, definitely the education that you get as a Tipperary hurler, you work with the best nutritionists, sports psychologists, you have access to just people who are so good at what they do, and definitely I think I've learned a lot from that, and it's definitely stood to me.
The sport of handball in general, just comparing it with hurling, is it's obviously far more individual. You know, you're preparing for this, it's a singles game, it's you against Jack Doyle from Kilkenny. How does that kind of, do you enjoy that aspect of the sport, kind of it's individual, it's kind of all down to you, it's so different than hurling, it's 15 on 15, whatever, it's kind of all down to you when it comes to handball.
Yeah, there's a big difference there when you step inside the court, you know, it's just you on your own, fending for yourself, you have no teammates around you, and definitely something I do enjoy and learn a lot from. You're put in situations, difficult situations that you know, you have to find your own way out of those difficult situations. There's no one there to help you, and I think it's a good test of your character at times too, definitely. It's two different types of sport. In a team sport, your communication is more important also, you know. So it's very different contrasts, yeah.
Yeah, and like you've been playing handball, I'd imagine, all your life pretty much here in Lahorna, 60 by 30 alley here, 40 by 20 is on the way, it's up and constructed anyway, and roof over the head, so only a matter of time before that comes in. But talk to us about your start in the sport of handball. When did you kind of first get into it, and was it always kind of a keen interest?
Yeah, well, for as long as I can remember, there's always been a lot of activity going on here in Lahorna Handball Club. I'd say I was about 8 years old when I got involved with Martin Spain and progressed then on to Vincent O'Shea. But before that, my father used to bring us down here a lot to hurl, to practice our hurling. And so I was well familiar with all the bounces of and the way the ball would come back, the speed of the ball, how you needed to react quick and stuff like that. And then we had a very, very active school principal here in our crony, Martin Ryan. He's a great man, and he promoted all types of sport in school, but he loved handball also. So I'd say about 8 years old, and played it up until maybe 16, 17. And I think the hurling kind of took over then for a period, so it brought me away for a while from handball. So I'm back playing a bit now, playing a junior All-Ireland final this Sunday, and yeah, looking forward to that.
And talk to us about, you know, we're in a 60 by 30 alley here in Lahorna, so is it meters, feet, or what are we talking?
Yeah, so 60 foot long,
60
by
foot,
30 meters wide, yeah.
And then 40 by 20 is the other discipline, and talking to you beforehand, you know, the grades here, you're in the All-Ireland Junior Final this weekend up in Croke Park, obviously junior, intermediate, senior, you're a senior 60 by 30 player because we've the 60 by 30 alley here in Lahorna, probably more so of your game. For people who aren't too familiar with handball, talk to us about just the differences of 60 by 30 and 40 by 20. 40 by 20, a smaller kind of a arena compared to a smaller alley compared to a 60 by 30?
Yeah, well, 60 by 30 would have been the traditional game here in Ireland. You'd often see in different parishes around the country, you'd have just three walls, a front wall and two side walls with no roof and no back wall.
Mm.
One in Yahalara there. Where
yeah,
where
outdoor
you're from.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd often find them scattered around the country. So they're your traditional 60 by 30 court. But then I suppose over time roofs and back walls were added. And that's what we have here in Lahorna. So it's a concrete floor, concrete walls, 60 foot long, 30 foot wide.
Mm.
A different ball is used in 60 by 30. It's a softer ball with a more of a bounce to it.
Right.
It's a bigger ball as well. And yeah, that's played mainly in summertime and would be kind of limited to Ireland, really.
Mm.
It wouldn't be as international as the 40 by 20. And yeah, so that's what I grew up playing here in Lahorna, and I'd predominantly be a 60 by 30 player. But the 40 by 20 then is, it's more like a squash court. So a timber floor, concrete walls, and maybe a glass back wall as well. So it's 40 foot long, 20 foot wide. A smaller, quicker ball is used. And it will be regarded as the main game internationally, and it's played in the States a lot, in Mexico, in places of Canada as well, and some European countries too. So that's what I'm playing on Sunday. That's the World Championships later this year being held in Ireland. That's what they'll be in 40 by 20 code.
And you're kind of gearing up to that as well, kind of towards the back end of the year?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll participate yet, but there'll definitely be a lot of hype around the World Championships coming to Ireland this year, later this year, and it'll definitely be a good event. It was the last time it was in Ireland was in 2012.
Right.
So it was in the City West Convention Centre in Dublin, and they put up, I think, 12 temporary courts for those couple of weeks, and it was class. Yeah, I have great memories of that time.
You would have been young at that time. You wouldn't have been competing at that.
Well, no, I was competing. I was competing under 11 or under 13. Sorry.
Right.
So yeah, it's lovely, and the great thing about the handball is it's a relatively small community, but very inclusive.
Mm.
So whether you're 12 or 13 years of age, or 72 or 3, you know, there's a game there for you.
Mm.
There's a grade that you can play at, and yeah, that's very much evident at the World Handball Championships.
Yeah, that'll be a huge occasion. When did you say that was? Kind of,
I think that's towards the end of October,
right,
beginning of November.
So time left. So you were talking about kind of the 40 by 20 or about 60 by 30 season being kind of predominantly in the summer, so we're 40 by 20 at the minute for this coming weekend. 40 by 20, your nearest alley is here in Nina, you were saying beforehand, so is that where you'd kind
mm-hmm.
of predominantly go to kind of train and practice for this?
Yeah, at the moment that's where Lahorna club players would train, and our juveniles would train in Nina for the 40 by 20. So we're in the process of building a 40 by 20 here beside the 60 by 30 alley. For anyone who doesn't know, it's between Nina and Bersicane, just before you enter the village of Ardcrony, coming from the Nina side.
Mm.
And yeah, we're in the process of building that, and we've got great support from local community and councillors, and the building is fully weatherproofed now at the minute, and we'll be fundraising in the months to come to see if we can bring it to completion inside and up to a playing standard.
Yeah, it's a fine building anyway at the minute, so once the court and that goes in, it'll be a brilliant facility. But for Sunday now, we were mentioning 40 by 20, and we were talking about this a little bit before we press record here, but most 40 by 20 courts you'll see everywhere will have the concrete front wall, concrete side walls, and the glass back wall. But you're in Crow Park up on Sunday, and we have the concrete front wall, but we have glass all the way around. That's obviously a big change. Is that, have you, you've probably played there before, I'm sure, but it's a big difference, I'd imagine, just visually when a ball is coming back off a, off the glass and you could just catch someone walking by, anything kind of happening in the background. It's probably something you have to adjust to.
Yeah, no, I haven't played a competitive match in that court, the show court it's called, in Croke Park. But that's where all the main games are on. And if anybody has been watching highlights on TG Cahir on a Monday night, they'll see games that have been played in the show court. And I'd imagine it would be very difficult during a game when spectators are watching you from the side, especially, you know, you'd want to make sure you're fully concentrated on the ball and nothing else. I've heard a lot of people talking about the back, the two back corners, so where the sidewall meets the back wall. It's very easy to lose sight of the ball in those corners. So but I think from a spectator's point of view, it's definitely, it's a class facility.
Yeah.
It really is state of the art and a pleasure to watch a game up there.
So Sunday now, All-Ireland final, have you a couple of All-Irelands in medals, I'd imagine, already, have you?
40 by 20, I haven't many now. I have no minor or under 21 medal in the 40 by 20, and as a result of that, I'm playing junior. So, this will be probably the main medal in the 40 by 20 if I was to win it. Now, myself and my partner Colin Ryan, we won the doubles in the junior earlier this year. So,
and that was 40 by 20 as well.
That was 40 by 20 too. So, and my partner James Prentice from Ballina and myself, we won the intermediate doubles 60 by 30 in 2022. So we're both senior handballers now going forward in the 60 by 30. But
so is that full time of the year now? Is there any kind of off season for yourself in terms of handball?
I suppose if you wanted, there's no off season. If you played both codes, for myself, I'm it depends each year what I'll do, but there's always a tournament you could be preparing for, definitely. No let up if that's what you want,
Sunday it's Tip versus Kilkenny All-Ireland final. There's always a bit of interest there. Jack Doyle is who you're coming up against. Is he someone you've played before?
He's younger than me, so I've never come across him before now. And that's kind of a common thing in the junior championship. You could meet lads that you've never met in your life. Whereas juvenile, you're possibly coming up against the same opponents most years.
Yeah.
But at junior level, it's a championship that's known for surprises and twists and turns and lads coming out of the woodwork. So he's younger than me. He's meant to be a very good player. And there's a lot of Kilkenny participation at the weekend as well. So
it's a
fairly big handball stronghold.
And we've a few Tip lads up there over the course of the weekend, just looking at it. It's all the kind of All-Ireland finals this weekend. In the intermediate, we've Rory Grace. We have the men's junior B, Patrick Delaney. Then in some of the masters, we have David Maloney, Christy McGrath, Kevin Buckley. So you're not going up there on your own in terms of wearing the Tip colours?
No, I'll be up there on Sunday now with Rory, my club mate, who I play a lot of with and do a lot of training. So he's playing fantastic handball at the minute, and he'll be in with a good chance in the intermediate. He's up against a good player from Monaghan called Owen McGinnity, but that one will be a tight one. And then there's Patrick Delaney in the Junior B, and myself, we're all on Sunday. And I think the other games, David Maloney from Cashel, Kevin Buckley and Christy McGrath, they're all on Saturday. So, Tipperary is being well represented up there this weekend.
Great to see. So just before we finish up, a lot of people listening will know you from obviously playing with Killer One and winning the county final a few years ago. I played with Tip all the way up along, and was it 2019 and 2018 under 20 All-Ireland and the 2019 All-Ireland senior. You're out with the Tip scene in the last couple of years. Could you see yourself kind of going back in, or kind of having that interest, I suppose, to go back in? And it's a massive commitment as well.
Yeah, it's something I would never rule out. It's, you know, a massive privilege to be able to represent Tipperary at that level. it also involves a lot of work, as you know, and I think each year the bar is being raised higher and higher, you know, for a number of reasons, you know. One being that the sport is probably surrounded by professionals, but players themselves aren't professionals, you know. They still have to get up and work and make a living each day after every game. So it's tough going for players, but it's definitely a huge honour and privilege, and one that I know all about and what it means. So I would never say never to anything like that. But I think Tip are, it's a great county, a great hurling county, and if I was in there, I'd like to give nothing short of my best, you know. And at the moment, it's hard to maintain that high level of performance unless you were giving it everything and leaving no stone unturned. And unfortunately, I'm not in that position at the moment. But yeah, there's definitely aspects of it that I do miss, you know, teammates and lads that I would have grown up playing with, and maybe haven't had much contact with them anymore, or working with guys who are really at the top of their game, you know, backroom team, coaches, the best coaches. We're very fortunate in Tipperary to have access to all that. So there are definitely bits I do miss, but I would have full faith in Liam Cahill and his management team that they would get the best out of what's there, and I think there is a good bunch of players there.
Yeah, and they're focusing on the small ball. You're focusing on the smaller ball again for this weekend. So, Gerry, it's been great chatting to you here. Very best of luck over the weekend, and we'll be keeping an eye out, and hopefully it's an All Ireland medal coming out of Croke Park.
Yeah, thanks a million, Paul. Pleasure.
The Sporting Edge on Tip FM, funded by Commission na Mban with the television license fee. Tipperary's Tip FM.